Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McGee. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill McGee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Starr. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Starr. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive towards first. Mize reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitheck. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitek strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to third. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning is walked intentionally. Marshall moves to second. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Frey reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive to right field. Ott throws towards the plate. Danning fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Danning. Frey scores. McCormick moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. McGee juggles the ball. That's an error on McGee. McCormick moves to third. Gleason moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. McCormick scores. Gleason moves to third. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Gleason scores. Haas moves to third. McCormick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynard, who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. McCormick scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Reds. Hugh East now pitching. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-1 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Reds. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-1 in the game. Starr bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lamarno moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Lamarno moves to third. Starr moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Lamarno scores. Starr moves to third. Frey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Reds. Harry Feldman now pitching. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-2 in the game. Gleason is hit by the pitch. Starr scores. Frey moves to third. McCormick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frey scores. McCormick moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-1, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Gleason moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Reds. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gleason scores. McCormick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Reds. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Joost hits a line drive into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lamarno takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to third. Walker moves to second. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-1 in the game. Starr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 2 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Feldman moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Frey strikes out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick moves to third. Gleason moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCormick hits a line drive into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick scores. Two outs. It's 13-1, Reds. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mize moves to third. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynard hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mize scores. Two outs. It's 13-2, Reds. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Frey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Barra's now catching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Joost moves to second. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynard. Lamarno reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-2, Reds. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-2 in the game. Starr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Barras fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wittek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feldman moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Starr covering, for the out. Feldman moves to third. Wittek moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feldman scores. Wittek scores. It's 14-4, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCormick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maynard throws the ball into Bartel, who tags Gleason trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCormick scores. One out. It's 15-4, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 15, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lamarno settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lamarno. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 15, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maynard hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Feldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feldman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Feldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 15, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lamarno hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 15, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 4 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Witek hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 4 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 15, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.